Now, my personal connection to Harvard began back in 1964 when I graduated from Johns Hopkins in Baltimore and matriculated here at the B School. You're probably asking yourself, or maybe whispering to the person next to you, how did he ever get into Harvard Business School? Particularly since his stellar academic record, where he always made the top half of the class possible. I have no idea. The only people who were more surprised than me were my professors. Anyways, here I am back in Cambridge, and I've noticed a few things have changed since I was a student here. Elsie's, a sandwich spot I used to love near the square, is now a burrito shop. The Worst House, which had great beer and sausage, is now an artisanal gastro pub, whatever that is. And the old Holyoke Center is now named the Smith Campus Center. Don't you just hate it when alumni put their names all over everything? I was thinking about this morning as I walked into the Bloomberg Center on the Harvard Business School campus across the river. But the good news is, Harvard remains what it was when I first arrived on campus 50 years ago, America's most prestigious university. And like other great universities, it lies at the heart of the American experiment in democracy. Their purpose is not only to advance knowledge, but to advance the ideals of our nation. Great universities are places where people of all backgrounds, holding all beliefs, pursuing all questions, can come to study and debate their ideas freely and openly. And today I'd like to talk to you about how important it is for that freedom to exist for everyone, no matter how strongly we may disagree with another's viewpoint. Tolerance for other people's ideas and the freedom to express your own are inseparable values at great universities.